have to get up on Brit Vela, I have to sit from 4 to quarter to 5, then go have your shower, then Murli, then blah, 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 then that. So I have to just follow the system. And one fine day, I felt so tired. And why am I tired? Because I begin to feel the knowledge is same old story. Papa speaks the same thing for the past 80 years. Same old story. Same in a Sakar Murli's, Baba speaks several times the same thing. Many times we are Murli, I know what Baba speaks in the Murli. The same old thing, remember me, consider yourself a soul, be pure. And so we begin to feel that the Murli or the knowledge is sort of very monotonous. And we begin to feel the sense of boring and being same. So it's like life becomes very stale sort of things, there's no freshness. It's because I'm not getting into the state of experience. Intellectually I'm understanding, but at an other deeper level is understand from your heart. To feel everything. Now let us come to the first lesson, what Baba speaks. The first lesson, the first thing Baba said is, you're a soul, you're not the body, and you're a peaceful being. This is the first point, first lesson. Now, really speaking, honestly speaking, all of us, forget about ages together. In 24 hours in a day, do I really maintain that state of peace, which is me, my original state of being, undisturbed, very calm, quiet, no matter what, no matter who I'm facing. Good is happening, bad is happening, but I'm in my state of mind very peaceful because I'm a soul. My very state of being is peace. I am peace. I feel, I experience that peace just in 24 hours. I might be in knowledge for the past 20 years or 15 years or 30 years or whatever age, our spiritual ages. But for the past those many years, have I really experienced at least complete, total 24 hours. Even not, you know, missing even a second. My state of mind is undisturbed. Though there might be situations which are disturbing, the situations which I don't like, people behaving in a way that not pleasant, whatever is happening, or things are not happening as I want it to happen, or something wrong went wrong in my office, something went wrong at home, something went wrong in the center, whatever it is. But am I able to really maintain that state of peace? Peace is really peace. You know, that spirituality in my eyes, that sweet smile on my face. You know, when we sit in meditation, when I'm really experiencing that inner state of peace, our face becomes like, yeah? So am I able to maintain this state at least for 24 hours a day? Experience. So it is this asset. In fact, this is the asset. What I'm going to have in the golden age, I'll be the emperor or empress, or whatever, that's a different story. But right now, here in the confluence age, this is my asset. What I experience. This is what I'm going to carry to my future. And it is this asset, either you call it as asset or power or whatever, enables me to bring in transformation within my being. We all want to transform. Even people outside want to transform. We are in Gyan for so many years. I'm not able to transform anger into peace. I'm not able to transform that ego into self-respect. I'm not able to transform that irritation, which is the byproduct of anger, whatever. We all have these little things, or maybe too sensitive, maybe too much of expectations. We still have them. Some know they have, some don't even know that they have. You know, when we talk about self-realization, it's just not realizing myself a point of light, a soul, a peaceful being, went through the cycle of 84 births and blah, blah, blah. But to know me as myself, as what God see me. You know, to see myself in the vision of God, in the eyes of God. Why did He pick me out of millions? There's something very, very extraordinary, very special. So what is that extraordinary we all have? To recognize that, it is that which gives my self-respect. You know, and to hold on to that speciality, or to hold on to that extraordinary thing that I have, which God has recognized and picked me up among millions. So do I see myself in that vision, with that elevated vision where God looks at us? And today Baba mentioned a very interesting line this morning, Murli. Children who have experience will be the air quality. Those who just get impressed, don't experience, they will be the part of the subject. Like, you know, people have infatuation. They get impressed, but that might not be the true love. You know, everlasting love. It's just an infatuation. It's an attraction. They feel it's very nice. So when I come to Gyan, was it infatuation or was it true love? You see? Because at one point in time, if it's infatuation, any little thing can take me out of Baba's home. I'm in God's lap. A little situation can take me out of Baba's lap. And because I haven't experienced it, I haven't felt it here, in my heart, I've understood from my heart. So the air quality, like Baba said, is those who have experience. Now it's this experience that gives us that stillness, in a state where it is never moving, never fluctuating, it's just there. We heard about this word several times, to be still, stillness of mind, still. So still, where will I have stillness when my bottom is so empty? You know, heavy bottomed, heavy based doll, have you seen or heard? Or, I'm sure, a doll which has heavy base, heavy bottom, you just push, it tilts and toes and comes back to its normal position. So when my inner self has that experience filled inside, my inner being is filled, I'll not move. Things cannot move me. People cannot move me. Circumstances, situations cannot move, because I have that heavy bottom. My base is very strong, heavy. And as a Brahman, it's very, very important, I think, is to have two things. One is to experience God's love, which is the essence of human life. If I have never experienced that unconditional, such a pure, unlimited spiritual love from God, complete love from God, I haven't done anything. I haven't moved an inch in my spiritual life. I might talk about things, so many things, but if I haven't really experienced this love of God even for a while, then I don't feel that my life is worthwhile being a Brahman. Because when I say, God is my father, my mother, my beloved, my everything, what am I talking? When I haven't experienced that love of a beloved, love of a companion, love of a friend, of a father, of a mother, of a grandfather, what all relationships, that unconditional, so pure, so complete, and so beyond any senses, beyond anything physical, beyond anything gross, super sensuous. And the second thing, which is very, very important as a Brahman, is to experience contentment. If I'm not content in my life, I can never have peaceful life, please. I can never have peaceful life. I'll always have some complaints. Even when I sit in meditation, I talk to Baba, like I used to go to temple and talk to God, oh God, you're my father, why don't you help me? Look, I've given whole of my life to you, you're my only darling father, why can't you do this? Please, what do? So, this is how, as a Brahman, I'm doing. This is happening, so why don't you solve that? You know, something went wrong at home, so please, take care of my son, his brain is really dangerous, so please take care of my father, my son, get rid of me of this bondage. So I have many complaints, or I have many desires unfulfilled. I want this to happen, I want that to happen, I don't want this to happen. You know, many types of, I'm sure this is also a type of desire. Desire is just not that I want that or I want this. Even certain things I don't like, and I want things to, you know, get them right. So, any Brahman soul, if the mind is unsatisfied, is equal to, I'm sorry to use this word, but that's the truth, is equal to wandering soul. If my mind is not satisfied, contented, my mind wanders here and there. You sit for bhakti to 2 hours. Your body is not shaking. But honestly, my mind, I doze away, I look here and there. I want to drink water. I feel all the pain over my body. I remember this, I remember that, I remember all that I've forgotten. All that I wanted to forget, that's the time when I remember everything. Where you kept your key, or where you put your money, or what you have to tell someone something. Everything just comes up your mind. And thank God I remember where I kept the key. Good, see, I sit in meditation, Baba helps me to remember where I kept my key. This is not my attainment. This is not why I became Brahman, to remember where I kept my key or where I put my shoes or where I... You see? I'm here for a different purpose. soul who is not satisfied, not contented, no matter how much that person has, name, fame, material things, comfort, that soul can never be happy. There's no inner happiness. That soul cannot experience that state of love, either from others or from God, unfortunately. And the mind continues to wander, wander, wander. We see souls who left the body unsatisfied. You know, they wander around. We souls in the body, not satisfied, mind wanders. So we are equal to wandering souls. They are wandering without body, we are wandering with body. You see? But we are not here to be wandering souls. We are here to be a yogi soul. Yogi soul is where my mind is still, calm, happy. There's always a question, or rather we all have to encounter, to have a balance between ourselves, myself, my relationships. Relationships could be a laukik or a laukik. And third is Baba's service. Now how can I keep the balance between three? Where should I begin? What comes first? Self, relationships, or Baba's service? Yeah. So according to what Baba has taught us, the first thing is myself. More I'm happy, more I'm light, I'm able to experience God's love. Why am I not experience Baba's love is because I'm not light. I sit with burden. You know, I carry a lot of burden with me. Burden of, you know, it could be the past thing, it could be the current situations, it could be my own body, it could be my karmic accounts. It could be maybe one person bothering me a lot. Bothering me, actually that person is really not bothering me. I see that person always making mistakes and I can't take that anymore. I keep telling that person, don't do this, don't do this, do this, do this. But he continues to make the same mistake. And I'm so disturbed, I'm so annoyed. I'm not making a mistake. He is making a mistake or she is making a mistake. But I'm upset. So it means my mind is so weak that others' mistake has an influence on me. A yogi is the one who remains uninfluenced by others' karma. Our aim is to experience the state of going beyond the karma, the fruit of karma, the result of karma, of my own karma, of others' karma. So it means I'm so much affected by someone else's negative karma. I'm not doing anything negative. That also shows that me as a being is not empowered. I can be influenced so easily. Any little thing, any person's action can influence me. So if somebody else's action is influencing me, when I sit in meditation, honestly, can I slip into the state of experience? Can I experience that calm and peace and serene serenity. That person appears again and again on the screen of my mind. So who am I looking at? In my mind, is it God or is it that person? So more I see that person on the screen of my mind, more I'm creating that account with that person. I am here to attain the attainment for 21 births, or am I here to sit and create an account with some unwanted person? Why am I here for? I've cut away myself from all other bondages, and one XYZ, Tom Harry, is bothering me. You see? So, when I don't have that experience of God's love, or when I don't keep my mind light, there are two things which are very, very essential to get into that state of experience in meditation. Number one is to keep myself very light, keep my mind very light, free from anything that is unwanted. And second thing is to be clean, to be very honest and clean. And then I will be able to really experience that love and happiness. And I can experience that state of contentment. So when I give real good time to myself to build in that state of mind, then when I come into my relationships, into my interacting with others, that becomes very easy. If there is struggle within my being, if I'm going through a lot of, you know, tug of war, battle within myself, when I come into the relationships, how can I expect the relationship to be very harmonious? Definitely there'll be conflicts, confusion, complaint, upset. I don't like the way you are. I don't like the way you do. I don't like you to put this here. I always put this here and you always put that there. What big deal it makes. Unless the thing exists, whether it's there or there. So any little thing can disturb me because I'm going through a battle within my being. I haven't created a state for myself which is very powerful. It is my state of powerful mind, my light, happy and loving mind, my experience of happiness and love and power enables me to overcome any sort of obstacles. Baba talks about overcoming obstacles. So, how am I able to do that? When I'm not satisfied, I'm not happy, I don't have that support of God's love, I have no experience of God's love within myself, I can't overcome obstacle, even if it's very, very small and negligible. Even negligible things can disturb me very, very easily because I haven't created that state of mind. So the first thing when it comes to balancing is myself. And I need really, it's very, very important to give very good time to in building relationships. Because if I have no good relationship even with one person, that can create a disturbance in my state of mind, in my state of being. Somewhere back behind my mind, it bothers me. It is an issue, unsolved, unresolved, that stays, and it somewhere it makes me weak. I can't have good yoga with God. And that's the reason many times Baba talks about a real yogi is the one who have good relationships. And if I have good relationships, I will get good support and help from others, either in the task, it could be small or big. Because if the tasks are small, little, we could do ourselves, but if there are, you know, if the task is big, then we always need other support. Nothing can be done, you know, by single one hand or two people. And what is most important when it comes to the relationships, what is more important when it comes to create our happy and that contented state, as Baba has spoken in many murlis previously, I'm sure you all have heard several times and I'm sure you might be remembering. It's very, very important when it comes to relationships, no matter what type or what kind of relationships, either it's laukik or laukik, it's very, very important to maintain that respect and regard for everyone. Even when we, you know, think that person is, you know, so-so, but as a person, as a human being, it's very important for me to give respect to that person. And it so happens many times we are not able to give respect to all. We may neglect, we may ignore, we may think not necessary, or whatever the type of thought we might have back behind my mind, or whatever the reason could be for me not giving respect or regarding that person. And the main cause, Baba says, is lack of your own self-respect. When I have no respect for myself, when I don't maintain my self-respect, it is so difficult for me to respect others, no matter who the person is. The person is small or big or little or whoever. I'm not able to respect that soul, human soul, because then I haven't created that my own identity, my own state of self-respect that strong. So I ignore others. I think this person is not worth giving respect, or whatever the reason I have, I feel it's more genuine for me. It's all because that I don't have that state of self-respect. So in order to have that, to create that beautiful beautiful relationships, it's very important to remember to give that regard and respect to others. And in order to have that state of contented mind and happy and powerful state of mind, what is the key word? What is the ingredient you think? What makes you very, very satisfied, self-satisfaction? What is the main ingredient needed to have that self-satisfaction? Sorry? Fullness. Okay. Good? Good conscience. Okay. What makes me to feel that good conscience? What gives me that good conscience? Definitely good conscience gives me good respect, good self-respect and that sense of satisfaction. What makes me to have that good conscience? What helps me to have that good conscience? All right. But as per what Baba has mentioned many times, is Srimad. For me to have the content state of mind, Srimad is the main key ingredient. Nobody knows I've done a mistake. Yeah? Nobody knows. Even if I'm going to tell you, I haven't done, you will believe it. Nobody knows I've done a mistake. Nobody knows I've done against something against Srimad. Nobody knows. But do you think I'll be happy? You all have a lot of great respect for me and you praise and everything. Nobody knows. But if I have disobeyed Baba Srimad, can I be happy? Will that give me the state of content? Mind? Definitely not. So Baba has drawn a line. He has paved a path for all of us. This is the path you need to go, you need to walk to make yourself very, very contented and happy. You don't have to think too much. Don't at all. Many times I share with my friends, it's just in a lighter vein. If you use a lot of intellect, if you have a lot of, you're very intellectual, you're a lot of, you know, you can't have yoga. Because you don't need intellect in your yoga. All that you need is your heart, your feeling, you know, that love for God. Definitely it involves your mind and intellect, but lot of thinking and lot of trying to comprehend, it's not necessary, I believe. Because there's already a path that is paved. All that we need to do is just to walk. Close your eyes and walk. And that's what I believe is love. Faith. Surrender. If I really love God, if I really want to experience God's love, I need to surrender myself. I need to have that, the faith to the extent where I just do what He says. Just do it. Because then I will be able to have that sense of, or rather the feeling of God is with me, and then it comes that God becomes responsible for my life because I'm surrendered. It's not that I'm wearing white sari and I'm wrapping myself with a shawl and I'm wearing a badge, I'm here and I'm surrendered. It isn't that. But surrender is to the extent in my heart, my mind, that I follow the path that God has paved for me. No questions. No questions. What people does to me, what situations are. If you were in the situation where I am, I'm sure you would have left knowledge, you have left everything, you would have run away. No matter, even if it's a very, very odd, adverse situation. But if I have that strong faith, that love for God, I can overcome, I can cross that. Because experience of love has a lot of strength. The happy state of mind, experiencing God's happiness, spiritual happiness, it has a lot of strength. Rather, I would use the word power. It's a power. It literally enables me to jump from here to there. Can leap over. Even in a normal situation, if you're very happy, if you're very, very happy for whatever the reason, maybe you got promotion, you got whatever, something. You're very, very happy and someone in your office or at home made a silly mistake. How do you take that? You're really very happy and someone made a mistake. How do you take that situation? Someone comes and tells you, oh, this is what happened. How do you take it? Serious? Light? Let go? Hello? You here? All right. So you're very happy and something has happened, which is not really very pleasant. How would you take it? Take it light? Or you'd punish the person who made a mistake? You create the whole, you know, like a scene? Or you just let it go? It's okay. I can excuse you today because I'm very happy. Okay? Maybe I would shout at you tomorrow. That's not guaranteed. But at least for today, I would not do anything because I'm very happy. So the happiness has the strength. It holds that power to cross a situation. I can make a jump. Yeah? So it's very, very important thing. And the third thing, in order to have, to make others, to satisfy others, Baba always says, we need to respect, regard, satisfying self, I need to follow Srimad, to satisfy God, I need to be very honest, and if I have to satisfy others, I need to give regard. So these are the three certificates that we need to earn in this spiritual university. We are the students of the spiritual university, and Baba says, well, generally we say there's no degree in this university, but Baba says this is a degree. These are the three certificates we all have to earn by in this university. It is these three certificates that enables me or opens the door for my future. How much I'm contented and happy with myself. How much I made others happy. And if God is pleased with me. Three things. And all of these three things are possible primarily, fundamentally, I need to keep myself very, very light, very, very, my mind is very pure and, you know, clean. I will be able to experience that love and happiness. And I believe that the satisfaction or contentment is such a beautiful thing. It is the biggest ingredient where I experience that stillness, that peace and that happiness. If I'm not satisfied for whatever the reason, we might have 100 reasons to give why, you know, we are not satisfied. But whatever the reason for me being unsatisfied, I can't have yoga. I can't have that experience. I can't get into that state of experience. My mind begins to wander. I can't draw Baba's strength, Baba's love, Baba's happiness from God. So it's very, very important as a Brahmin to remain always happy. I remember last season, Baba's, Avik Murlis, most of the Murlis, Baba was talking about being happy. No matter, even if you're going to leave your body today, that's fine, but just be happy. So what? Anyway, we are going to leave the body, die, but die in peace and happiness. We were born, I believe, any child when during the birth cries, yeah? And if the child doesn't cry, the midwife make the child cry, make sure the child cries. So we all came into the world crying, but at least we can leave the body smiling, happy, yeah? No? No? See, you're still not smiling. Spiritual life is not so serious as we think. It's not laboring. It's not stress. It's life to enjoy. And we are not enjoying. We are not happy. And if we are not happy, there's absolutely no use being God's children. the ocean of love and ocean of happiness. All these big terminologies we use, being the bestower of happiness and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't make any sense if I am not happy today. Or there might be many situations that makes me, you know, that comes in front of me, enabling me to be, not to be happy, being an obstacle. But if I really persist, if I'm very clean and if I'm light and I have that honest communication and relationship with God, I can overcome. I can experience that magical love, the power of love from God. That super sensuous happiness and joy from God. These are the two ingredients for human life. If these two things doesn't exist, then there's no life. We will finish the class soon because Dadiji will be here 6:45, I guess. So we will maybe we can meet some other time in detail. So these are the two things. And to experience these two things is, I believe, is a yogi life. It's not just a half an hour business. It's not just an Amritvela business or evening good night meditation business, but it is a life. So when it's a life, the whole life, 24/7 need to be happy. At least we can smile even with our problems. That shouldn't be a problem. Yeah? Possible? Can we smile even when we have a problem? Yeah? I have a pain and I can still smile. Possible? Somebody shouting at me, I can still smile. Possible? So let's make it possible. Om Shanti. We have a moment of silence, meditation, and preparation for Dadiji will begin. Om Shanti.